You're listening to the Chad Easty Show on demand. Good for you. Now download the KFYO app and listen live weekday afternoons, 5 to 7 p.m. Central.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Easty.
Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Austin, over in El Paso, and anywhere else, whether you're inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be on this Friday, February 28th, 2025. Welcome into the Chad Easty Show. Glad to be with you today on this Friday as we get you ready for the weekend. And boy, we are getting there fast. We're getting there really quick. Looking into the parking lot today, this afternoon, as it got later and later, more and more cars abandoning the parking lot as it closed in on 4 p.m. I saw a few people doing the little sneak out the door at 4 p.m. And it's one of those deals where now it's the I look outside and it's like the parking lot's half empty at this point. So whether you're it may be empty now at 5:05, it might be completely empty at this point. But wherever you are and wherever you're enjoying the show this evening, whether you're still at work, maybe you're at home, you're stuck in traffic somewhere, you're stuck at that light that just won't let that many people through. We are glad that you have joined us today. We have a lot to get into. It's an open line Friday, which means you can call in and text in, sound off on anything that you'd like to talk about. Listen, you've heard from everybody else all day long, all week long. You've heard from folks. Now it's your opportunity to have your say on really any of the big events, big headlines, whether it's a local issue, a statewide issue, a national issue that you would like to talk about. Feel free to get in touch with us. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. And you can text in. When you do text in, be sure to give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you the, of course, the proper acknowledgement and shout out. We like to do that whenever you do text into the program. You can also give us a call at really any time at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. That's how you can get in touch with the program and sound off on any of the topics, any of the news items of the day. And of course, we've got a lot to get into. We've got the Zelensky meeting that just went off the rails inside the Oval Office today. Did not go well for Zelensky. We'll get into that today. We've got the Trumpster who's going to sign off on English as the official language of the United States. We'll talk about that, see how you feel about that one. We've got some other statewide news that we'll be getting into throughout the show today, getting you some updates on that and what's happening down in Austin. We've also got a very interesting story out of, I believe it's Connecticut, that a girl who graduated high school with honors suing the school district because, Well, she may have graduated, she's technically illiterate. And so we'll talk about that. She's not doing well in college because of that. So we'll be getting into that. We've also got some other just national headlines to get into, some other interesting fun stories that we'll be talking about throughout the show today, and want to get your opinions on, as always. Again, you can text in at 806-680-2790. Give us a call, 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in, he was running his own show there for just a little bit. Nick, how are you today?
Well, you know, I have to do a side business.
Yeah.
We all have to survive. I've been I've been very good. Sorry, I had to had a little thing going on there.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, you know, it's been great. And, you know, the highlight of my day today.
Yes.
You know what happened?
Hang on, let me think. Did it involve a little shaking?
It involved... No, actually, that's not... I wasn't going there.
Oh, okay. All right.
But we could talk about that. The earthquake, yeah. I assume you're talking about.
Yeah, there was a little earthquake.
Just a little. This one, though, was probably the most intense, I think. It lasted... much longer than even just the last one, which was not too long ago.
See, the last one that I felt, it lasted longer than this one.
Really?
To me. And okay. It was like I heard more of a rumble. I was like, what's...
Yeah.
You know, I was able to look around and see the... Yeah. You know, see, I was in the basement when this one
is that
rumbled through.
Where do you go? I know they say in a door frame.
Yeah.
But would a basement be good, better, or worse?
During an earthquake?
Yeah.
Well, the earthquakes that we have here, you don't have to worry
about.
Okay,
in general. Okay, but if there's like, hey, there's an earthquake in, yeah. like it's centered in Lubbock, go to your basements. Is that like good? Is that
no,
good advice?
No, I think you just stand, you just get under something.
In a door frame?
Yeah, you don't have to worry. Like, get under if you got a sturdy kitchen table, just get under the kitchen table. Should be okay in the door frame. I don't know. Mark in California, text in. What do you do during an earthquake? If you had a if you've got a basement, do you go to the basement? I don't think you go to the basement.
No.
I think you just maybe you run outside, just see what's happening outside.
Yeah, I don't know. In Wisconsin, we would always go to the basement when there was a tornado.
Sure,
and I know that's a very that's a good thing.
Yes,
you should do that.
Yes, that's a smart thing to do.
We don't get Wisconsin does not get many earthquakes.
Right.
So we didn't really have to worry about that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We had many basements.
I think it's just from what I learned as a small kid during emergency day school was just get in the door frame and you're good. That's what the movie
said. That's
what
everyone said. And also, you know what? If there's an atomic bomb, get under your desk.
Just get under your desk and you're fine. Yeah, that's good too. Yeah, the desk.
See, we learn a lot as kids.
The desk protects you from everything.
It does.
it's a little magical area.
Thinking about it, too. Everything except tornadoes.
Yes.
Every scenario, they said,
well, that'll
get under
rip the desk away. Yeah, that'll rip the desk away.
Exactly. Yeah, you had to do the old, I don't know if they did that with you, but, you know, we do drills.
Yeah.
And we have to go in the hallway and cover our necks. And
we had to do that.
Squat down and, you know, kneel down and do that. That was always fun because I always had some friends who were in the bathroom during the drill, and they got in a lot of trouble because the teacher was like, you know, if you do that during an actual tornado event, if there's an actual tornado, you know, you're on your own. If you skip the drill and you don't know what to do, I mean, you just follow everyone else, I guess.
Let me just say this, and maybe I'm thinking of my, you know, like old school elementary school bathrooms.
Sure.
And all that kind of stuff. I think, and even school bathrooms, to a point. If there was a tornado, God forbid, that hits a school during school hours, I think I'd rather be in the restroom than in the hallway with everybody's stuff flying around with the windows.
Yeah.
In the
I mean, you have the mirrors, but then again,
that's all you got to worry about is the mirror, though.
Well, think about too, because there's no door. Right? A few schools have
some
doors.
Have schools, some don't.
Some schools have doors, yeah. I don't know.
The rest of it's like concrete.
Exactly.
At least what I remember about my high school bathroom, it was like tornado shelter central.
Yeah.
Like that's where you would actually want to go because if you go up to the hallway, you got lockers flying around.
It's a wind tunnel.
Yeah.
You're literally just, exactly.
You've
yeah.
got doors that are flying with glass that's you know, that
metal
that can go
banging
through.
Back and forth.
Absolutely.
And,
yeah. Who knows what's kept inside the lockers that get shredded open.
Yeah.
I would much rather be in the bathroom hiding than in the hallway. I think school's having it wrong. Just get the kids into the bathroom.
We need to start. We need to talk to some local schools, I think. And we need to talk about your drills here.
Yeah, come on, think a little bit.
We know better.
Yeah.
As former kids, we know what we're talking about.
We're former kids. We know that if you're going to hide, if you're going to go into like these bathrooms, that I mean, they're sturdy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They are.
That you're told in the house. What are you told to do in the house? You're not told to go and just go into the hallway.
You go to the middlemost room in the house.
You're
right?
told to go to the middlemost room or get in the bathtub, put the
bathtub.
Like a mattress over you, but because they're sturdy little rooms and they don't have like windows around them.
What if your bathtub is made of porcelain? Is that a thing?
No, you're fine. You're good. Okay. Yeah,
because porcelain shatters.
Yeah, well, just put a mattress. You're supposed to put like a little mattress or some blankets on top of you.
I don't know.
Get a house with a basement and just go down there.
Just get a house with a basement.
Absolutely. Just do that.
That's it.
It's easy. Easy peasy. Just go down there. Now, you're supposed to find like the middle room. When growing up, we had a closet underneath our stairway in the house. And so that's where we would go. My mom and I, we would go underneath the stairway whenever there was a tornado. We, by the way, severe weather season will be coming up soon. But we would go underneath the stairwell, and it kind of looped around a little bit, kind of did like a U shape. So we were under there. And then my dad, he would take cover outside watching the funnel cloud move over the house or wherever it was. We never got hit by a funnel cloud, thank goodness, at the actual house. But my dad would take cover outside watching and letting us know how everything was going, while my mom would be yelling at him to get into the closet, and he would be outside going, "I'm just watching to make sure everything's good," because he was going to stop the tornado when it came our way. But that's what you do. You go outside and you watch it and you go, "All right, I got 3 seconds. Let's go. Let's see how that is like when people run the 40. That's basically how Texans, we look at it and go, "Okay, how fast do I actually need to run to outrun the tornado getting here?" Because I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it a little bit, now take some photos, and then run to wherever I need to go. And that's how you build up credit on TikTok and stuff now, is you take videos of the tornado and everything. So that's what you're supposed to do, I guess. At 1-800-687-0790, you can text in at 806-680-2790. Did you ever say, by the way, what were your favorite part of the day was, Nick? You want to do it later? Okay. Well, Nick's, I can't wait to find out what Nick's favorite part of the day was. We'll do that and get into the news of the day when we come back on the Chad Easty Show.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Monday edition Clay Travis Buck Sexton show will break down the absolute latest. Who knows what chaos might have unspooled over the weekend. Plus, we'll bring in Riley Gaines on will women be allowed to compete in only women's sports. Plus, Buck.
Taking a look at what executive orders from Trump are on the horizon, and there's so much more to do. MAGA 2.0 taking us by storm. We'll dive into it on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Monday morning at 11.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well,
consider. All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Be sure to text in when you do. Give us your name and where you're listening from. That way we can give you the proper shout-out. Let's see. A couple of texts already coming in. Just one person. Hey, Chad. Hey. Thanks for listening. Another texter, Alan in Abilene. I enjoy listening to the show when the signal isn't breaking up so bad we can't understand you. We'll let the folks in Abilene know. Sometimes if you get, you know, some of those pesky power lines will sometimes cause issues on the AM. Remember, you can also listen on your app. If it's not a clear day or a clear broadcast, you can always listen on the app. Yeah, it may just be one of those AM signal issues where sometimes you get under a strong power line or something and it just messes up. Or if you're, depending on where you are, you may not be getting this at full strength. But, yeah, just remember you always got the app that you can weigh in on, and you can also send us a message on there. If you're listening to us through the app, you can always message us there on the app. Just send us a message, and it'll get to us eventually. All right, let's see. We had another person asking what was the size of the earthquake. The last thing I saw was a 4.7, 4.8 is what they upped it to. All right, so a 4.8. A magnitude earthquake, which, again, people in California laugh at. But happened, it was southwest of Ackerley. Southwest of Ackerley, just after 1:30 p.m. today is when that took place. Of course, the big earthquake that happened nationally, see how I did that? The big earthquake that happened nationally was the White House meeting, the Oval Office meeting between Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and Zelensky of Ukraine, where it did not go very well, not at all. Now Lindsey Graham, who has been very pro-Ukraine, Lindsey Graham is not too happy with Zelensky. Telling Zelensky, say that Zelensky should either resign or do better. J.D. Vance say that the Ukrainian president was being disrespectful in the Oval Office. Trump echoed that, warned that Zelensky was playing around with World War III. But it was not a good meeting for Zelensky, not a good meeting at all. As Zelensky came in and tried to, again, assert himself in the Oval Office. This is a guy who's taken, by the way, billions of dollars from the United States. Billions of dollars from the United States. He doesn't. It really doesn't seem like he wants to agree on a deal. He doesn't. I don't know if he wants actual peace or not. Zelensky took offense to Vice President Vance's assertion that a diplomatic solution was always the best path in bringing an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Ukrainian president noting the Times Russian President Vladimir Putin has broken his promises. Quote, what kind of diplomacy, J.D., are you speaking about? Zelensky asked. What do you mean? Vance fired back. I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to stop the destruction of your country. Vance continued, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict. Zelensky responded, saying that the U.S. will fill it in the future if too many concessions are made to Russia. Trump responded, don't tell us what we're going to fill. we're trying to solve a problem because you're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. You have you don't have the cards right now. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III, and what you're doing is very disrespectful. I say one thing that I really enjoy seeing, and I don't think you would have seen this with Mike Pence, by the way. Donald Trump just kind of lets J.D. Vance do his thing. It shows a lot of trust that Trump has in J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance has spoken the truth of power numerous times and has no problem doing so. And I love to see it. I love to see someone standing up for America and someone to have some backbone. And Trump obviously has J.D. Vance's back. J.D. Vance has Trump's back. And it was very good to see. When we come back, we'll get to the phones. We'll get to your text messages and the running topic for the day. It has to deal with the Lone Star State. We'll be right back. The Chad Easty Show brought to you in part by First Bank and Trust Texas. FirstBankTexas.com.
Get ready, Basin Red Dirt Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pitmasters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from JC Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Chad Easty Show. Hey, Texas Independence Day is coming up on, what, Sunday? Can you believe that? So today we ask you this, your running topic. We'll have Nick's final question of the week coming up in the next hour, but your running topic for the rest of the program as well. What makes Texas so great? Can be anything. What do you love about the Lone Star State? What makes Texas so great? Besides this show. But what makes Texas so great? You can text in at 806-680-2790. You can give us a call as well at 1-800-687-0790. Let's go to the phones and let's see. Where are we at? Let's go to Pampa. And that's where John is at. John, what's going on?
Well, you, Mr. Hasty, being a man of great wisdom and a pillar of academia, I have a question for you.
All right.
If, according to the left-wing, America-hating propaganda machine, that Barry Soto is a man of such great intellect, how come you suppose they've spent millions and millions of dollars to keep his college record sealed?
We're going back here. Why do you think they're spending so much?
Well, I think there's two possibilities.
Okay.
One, and I think this one has a whole lot of merit. I don't think he's the great intellect they propose him to
be. Wait a minute. Wait. You don't think Barack Obama is a great intellect?
No.
Really?
I think he's a puppet of somebody somewhere that has financed his entire career, and maybe someday history will show who it was.
To be fair, that's probably a lot of the politicians on the left who benefited from that. No, listen, Barack Obama was really good at reading off a teleprompter. I mean, Barack, yep. he was a very good campaigner. I'm going to give Obama some credit here. He was a good campaigner. He was good at hoodwinking a lot of people, and he was really good at reading off of a teleprompter. And that can win you some elections right there. So
no question.
So, you know, the rest of it, you know, who is he controlled by? Who, you know, I'll say this. I'm just glad he's not president anymore. And I'm glad I'm glad that we took down his puppet, which was Joe Biden.
But there is another possibility, and I've never investigated it. Maybe you have, but I've heard repeatedly that he went to college on a Fulbright scholarship, which I am led to believe the Fulbright scholarships are for foreign students only.
I'd have to check, and I can't remember if he was on a scholarship or not, to be honest with you. I'd have to go through and check that out.
But that's two possibilities I've heard, but I thought for sure you would be able to enlighten us.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've looked up the Barack Obama stuff, but I'll have to go back and look if he got a scholarship for college or not. I honestly can't remember if he had gotten a college scholarship or not. Wouldn't surprise me if he did, but it's something I can't remember off the top of my head right now.
Well, and you know, that one of the reports was that one of his roommates was one of the Saudi princes or high ups in the Saudi government.
I'll have to check it out. I'll have to check out with the scholarship thing, and we'll let you know.
Okay, that'll be great.
Thank you. Have a great day in Pampa. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Another text coming in. What are your thoughts on the American Dream and Promise Act that was introduced earlier this week? I don't think it's going to go anywhere. For those who don't know what this is the citizenship bill for the Dreamers. It was introduced, Tuesday or Wednesday was when this thing was introduced. I think it was a small bipartisan group that put it out there. This bill comes up every now and then. And until Trump talks about it, nothing's going to happen. Until you hear Trump talk about it and wants it moved, then it's not going to gain any momentum. It's not going to gain any steam whatsoever. There's so many things that the administration has to get done first. And I would say before, if you're even going to take care of the Dreamers, if you're going to provide a pathway to citizenship for the Dreamers, and I say that as a big if you're going to do that, first and foremost, you've got to secure the border and make sure that it's secured. You got to shut down completely illegal immigration in the United States. I think once you have that done, once you have completed the act of shutting down illegal immigration, then we can maybe have a debate on some of these other things. Maybe we can have a debate on redoing the immigration system. We can have a debate over the Dreamers. At some point, the Dreamers, there's something's going to be done about the Dreamers. Not sure what, though. At this point, Republicans still have the votes. They still control the House. But until Donald Trump talks about it, I don't care what they propose in the House. They could propose anything in the House right now. This is the momentum, and we're still within the first 100 days of the Trump presidency, and there's still a lot of things that the House has to get done that are America first, Trump priorities. Nothing else matters. So this American Dream and Promise Act of 2025, it would protect and grant eligible Dreamers conditional permanent residence for 10 years and cancel removal proceedings. It would also provide a pathway to citizenship for eligible Dreamers and individuals with temporary protected status or deferred enforcement departure, for granting them full lawful permanent resident status, and would protect that status while their application under the American Dream and Promise Act are being processed. Eligible Dreamers would also be able to access federal financial aid. And you've got, you really don't have any big names on this bill. You've got Sylvia Garcia out of Texas, who has signed on to this. Trying to see who the Republican is who has, okay, you have Representative Maria Salazar, Republican out of Florida. Nine lawmakers have reintroduced the bill. So, yeah, it is a, that's what I thought. It was probably the same bill that they introduced last year. And it didn't go anywhere, even under the Biden administration. So, I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon. Again, until Trump says, blesses a bill, basically, and says this is going to happen, I don't see it happening. Don't see it going anywhere, because Trump's going to want to get his priorities through before anything else. 806-680-2790. Texture, I don't believe it'll go anywhere either. I'm a DACA recipient, have been since DACA was enacted, although I believe Obama did not have the authority to do it, but I'm grateful to be working here with a working permit. All right. Yeah, again, I just don't see it going anywhere. Texture, Brad in Lubbock, moved here 8 years ago. Love the higher speed limits in Texas. Helps you get across this gigantic state. Yes, it does. Things that you love about Texas. You can text in at 806-680-2790. Texas Independence Day coming up this weekend. So you can fly the Lone Star flag if you don't already. Might as well do it this weekend. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune in to News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock, News Talk 940 in Amarillo, News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene, and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll break down the absolute latest. Who knows what chaos might have unspooled over the weekend. Plus, we'll bring in Riley Gaines on Will Women Be Allowed to Compete in Only Women's Sports. Plus, Buck.
Taking a look at what executive orders from Trump are on the horizon, and there's so much more to do. MAGA 2.0 taking us by storm. We'll dive into it on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Monday morning at 11.
On the Chad Hasty Show. Wow, an hour almost done. Let's see. You can text in at 806-680-2790. Dan in Lubbock. I grew up in Kemp Springs, Maryland, 10 miles from Washington. What I love about Texas is having no state tax and wide open spaces to enjoy the outdoors. Absolutely. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. And you can weigh in on any of the topics. any of the issues that we've been getting into today. Of course, Zelensky, one of the big topics that we've been watching. He's not apologizing. He was on with Brett Baer earlier tonight and said that he's not apologizing for what happened in the Oval Office. He's not apologizing for getting heated in the Oval Office. Trump, meanwhile, will be signing an executive order, expected to sign an executive. Maybe he already has. But Trump, the executive order to make English the official language of the United States, rescinding policies that require federal agencies to provide language assistance for non-English speakers. The order encourages new Americans to adopt a national language that opens the door to greater opportunities, but also allows agencies to keep their own policies and documents in other languages if they see fit. Quote, agencies will have the flexibility to decide how and when to offer services in language other than English to best serve the American people and fulfill their agency mission, according to a fact sheet on the order. The order argues that making English the official language will unify the U.S., saying about 180 countries have an official language, and that although more than 350 languages are spoken in the United States, English is the most widely used. The order also celebrates multilingual Americans who have learned English and passed it down. The order rescinds a 2000 executive order from former President Bill Clinton aimed at improving access to federally conducted and federally assisted programs and activities for people who are limited in their proficiency of English because they immigrated from another country. The fact sheet released Friday said Trump affirms that a common language fosters national cohesion, helps newcomers engage in communities and traditions, and enriches our shared culture. So that out of the Hill today. And obviously those on the left who are going to throw a fit on literally everything that Trump does, they're not going to be happy about this, but really, I saw a lot of folks who did not have a problem with this executive order or English as the official language of the United States. Texture Chad, did you see that Dan Patrick wants to rename the New York Strip the Texas Strip? Yeah, I saw it. It must be Fun Day Friday down in the Texas Senate. You know, it's after a hard week, you know, you're wondering, all right, it's been a long week. We've put in a lot of work here in the Texas Senate. Now we blow off some steam. Let's rename the New York Strip the Texas Strip. It would not be a mandate, by the way. You would not force restaurants or retailers or anyone else to rename the New York Strip the Texas Strip. And instead, it's just it's Dan Patrick's way of having a little fun, you know. It's the lieutenant governor's way of having a little bit of fun on a Friday. So, yeah, Texter, regarding the executive order, Mexico's immigration laws require to learn the language. So, for those who start complaining, we're following along with what Mexico does. A lot of other countries do it, too. If you're immigrating to those countries, they want you to learn the language. They want you to learn the language of that country. And they want you. It was, remember when we were part of a melting pot. Now we're not supposed to be a melting pot anymore. But back in the day, we were a melting pot. And that was something, you know, where different cultures and everything it all came together. But, yeah, I mean, learning English and knowing English, it certainly, you would think, one would think, would help. If you're coming to this country, if you are wanting to become a citizen of the country, obviously English helps. Does that mean you can't speak other languages? Can't speak other languages at home or at the workplace or anywhere else? It just, hey, if we're going to have a national language, obviously, English is the one it should be. I don't have a problem with it. At the same time, yeah, celebrate those who know more than one language, too. I mean, I think it's great. When we come back, we've got a whole nother hour to go. We'll find out Nick's final question of the week. Find out what you love about Texas when we come back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media. Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hastie.
Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. You can send in your thoughts on the text line 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Feel free to send in your thoughts on the text line. Give us a call. 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. We're asking you your what do you love about the Lone Star State? What makes Texas so great? You can text in at 806-680-2790. Before we get to Nick's final question of the week, the president of Ukraine, he's retweeting a lot of people who are very upset at Trump. And if you're logging on to social media and seeing a bunch of people say that they stand with Ukraine, it's because there's this talking point in the news media and on the left that Trump is abandoning Ukraine, that Trump is a Putin puppet, and that Trump is basically thrown Zelensky and the Ukrainians to the wolves. Remember what Trump wanted to do. He wanted to make a deal with Zelensky, and he's also trying to get Russia to end their war with Ukraine. Ukraine has accepted billions of dollars from the United States, which Zelensky is on the record saying that he doesn't believe he has to pay back half of it. That he didn't think they were loans. He thought that's their money. That's their money, their weaponry, that he doesn't have to worry about it. And yet he wants to go into the Oval Office while the U.S. press is there, knowing that the press hates Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, by the way. Zelensky's not a dumb guy. He knows that he's going to make some hay with the press and with the Democrats and those who hate Donald Trump and with the Republicans who, you know, want to keep sending billions and billions and billions of dollars over to Ukraine. He knows he can use that. And so he starts laying in on J.D. Vance. He starts saying that there's been no diplomacy whatsoever. It was crazy. It was absolute crazy. I've never seen it before in my life. Usually what happens if a world leader disagrees with the president of the United States, you're invited to the Oval Office. The U.S., the press is brought in for a picture or two. We don't take a picture, get a sound bite, and they leave. Not every president or prime minister who has sat in the Oval Office with a president of the United States has always agreed. They'll air their disagreements behind scenes, not in front of the press. Zelensky does the complete opposite. It was rude. It was disrespectful to the president of the United States and to the vice president of the United States and to a country that has given billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine, while Europe has done very little. The EU's top diplomat, this out of the Hill this evening, the European Union's foreign policy chief, said Friday that it's become clear that the free world needs a new leader. Well, good luck. After President Trump and the Ukrainian president sparred in the Oval Office, adding that Europeans should take this challenge. Good, go do it. Quote, Ukraine is Europe. We stand by Ukraine. We will step up our support to Ukraine so they can continue to fight back against the aggressor, she wrote on a post on social media. Today it became clear that the free world needs a new leader. It's up to us, Europeans, to take this challenge. See ya. Beautiful. Do it. Stop relying on the United States. This idea that the United States has to pay everything for Europe, we're done with it. I'm not a fan of Russia, but I'm also not afraid of giving Ukraine a blank check. Zelensky agreed to a deal with Trump when it came to minerals. And Zelensky has backed off of that numerous times. The Polish prime minister sent out a tweet saying, dear Ukrainian friends, you are not alone. He wrote that on X. Same with Spain's prime minister saying, Ukraine, Spain stands with you. Oh, good. Okay. Then you start handing over billions of your money to Ukraine. Start handing, start handing over all your taxpayer money to Ukraine. Start handing over weapon systems. Where have you guys been? And yes, if the Europeans want to step up, step up. Great. But let's not forget that the Europeans always come back crying, wanting more for the United States. They'll do it every single time. Because the leaders of the free world, guess what? It's the United States. The Europeans have screwed themselves over and over and over and over again, and they'll continue to do it. Look at what's happening with just immigration throughout Europe. Free speech in Europe. All of it is being taken away. Wasn't very long ago we were talking about Londonistan and how that's gone. But yeah, you guys want to be the leaders of the free world. You know what? Go ahead. Try it. But you're going to fail because you're not the leaders of the free world. You're mad at Donald Trump. But when a big threat comes across to Europe, who are you going to look to? You're going to look to Donald Trump. You're going to look to the United States to help you out and bail you out. And we'll be there because we're your friends. We're your allies. But when it comes to Ukraine, this hasn't been fair. This hasn't been something where the United States has shared in a little bit of the pain with our European allies. The European allies have mainly just been on Twitter while the U.S. continues to pour money into Ukraine. So yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, have fun. 806-680-2790. Josh weighed in. What is so great about Texas? Like it or not, Texas is a world leader, shining example of freedom. Years ago, I went to Australia to play a football game. The twinkle in their eye when they learned we were from Texas said it all. The world expects leadership, and we don't mind giving it to them. And from Josh. 806-680-2790. Elizabeth weighing in. Says, thank God Trump is going to sign an executive order making English the official language of the country. I've never understood why it hasn't been the case. I'm so glad to see this. Best things about Texas, no state income tax for starters. We have a very rich history as a republic, one of the largest economies in the world. We're a social and economic powerhouse and an asset to the United States of America. As a biologist, I appreciate the wealth of ecosystems and biodiversity within the state. We have many different ecological systems represented within our borders. Makes Texas a paradise for biologists. Same is true for geologists. Our hospitality and cuisine, especially barbecue and Mexican food, are tops, in my opinion. Our Texas bravado is legendary, even if it's not completely polite in some social circles. I don't know. I think it's always polite. I love being a Texan, proud to be a Texan. It really is a whole other country. 806-680-2790. Let's go ahead and take the break. When we come back, we'll get to Nick's final question and much more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Get ready, Basin Red Dirt Barbecue and Music Festival brought to you by Big E Services is heading to the Scarborough Sports Center in Midland on April 26th. Savor the best barbecue in Texas from top pitmasters. Enjoy ice-cold drinks and shop local vendors. Then cap it off with incredible live music from Casey Donahue, Pecos and the Rooftops, and more. It's barbecue, music, and good vibes all day long. Don't miss out. Tickets are on sale now at RedDirtBBQBasin.com. That's RedDirtBBQBasin.com. Hurry, they're going fast.
On the Chad Hastie Show. This is just seems like a good song to play on a Friday. Hopefully most of you are off of work by now. I mean, Nick's not. I'm not. But yeah, hopefully you are. This ain't work. We're just having fun. Nick's like, it's work for me. Come on. Got to deal with you. Well, that's fair. It is that time, Nick's final question of the week, and maybe we'll even learn what his favorite part of the day was. Nick?
My favorite, picking up from the conversation at the start of the show, my favorite part of today was the good old work, supplied lunch, work lunch, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Work buys lunch, you know? It was very nice. Delicious. We had a barbecue.
Oh.
Brisket. Very good. Potato salad.
Yeah.
With a little barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Not in the potato salad, but, you know, on the side.
I heard it was from our friends over at the Shack Barbecue.
It was indeed.
Yes.
The Shack Barbecue.
Proud sponsors of the show. They'll be open until at least 9 or 10 p.m. this evening.
Yeah.
So you can, for those of you in Lubbock, stop by the Shack Barbecue and enjoy some barbecue. Now, what did you have?
It was so. Our selection was limited.
Yep.
So all it was, I believe, was just the brisket.
Oh, that's good.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
Got a couple sides. I think you had a couple selections of potato salad. Again, very good. But this leads me to my final question of the week.
Yes.
If you could have, I hate this question. If you could have one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Boy, that's a good one.
I don't like this question at all, because this is just like, to me, this is just like asking, what is your absolutely top, your favorite movie of all time?
Yeah.
Because then it implies that you like, yeah, well, every single other movie ever made is like, eh, that's not the case. So I'm still going to ask this. What is one meal that you could eat every single day for the rest of your life?
Now, see, this gets tricky, because some meals that you like... they're not the healthiest for you. So your life could be very short.
Exactly.
Boy, that's a different... Now, when we say meal, I'm going to get some clarification here.
There's a lot of strings here, so please.
Yes. Are we going through a full meal? Like, are we doing an appetizer, a salad, an entree, and then a dessert?
Yeah.
A four-course, a three-course meal? What are we doing here?
I'm going to say it is like an entree and at most two sides. That's what I'm going to say. An entree and two sides.
I think you have...
Because if I go any more, then it's like, well, then you're just like a platter.
I'm going to say entree.
Sure.
I'm going to say entree and dessert.
That's what you're going to limit it to, just an entree and dessert?
Well, you want to do entree and two sides. Well,
I'm just trying to make it easier.
Yeah,
I feel like that's pretty okay. Tough if you just
all right. All right, we'll do entree and two sides. Like your two
yeah.
sides
yeah.
that you get.
And if you want to here, how about if you want to sub out one of the sides for a dessert, you can.
No,
do that.
No, that's too difficult.
You could do that.
We'll just
okay.
save the dessert for later. We'll save
okay,
the dessert
fine,
for
fine,
later.
Fine. But the crux of it.
Yeah.
What is one food that you want to eat? You could eat every single day.
Boy, that's so difficult.
Yeah. It is tough, too, because I would say a sandwich. But then you ask, well, what's on the sandwich?
Yeah, you got to pick a sandwich. You can't
exactly.
just say a sandwich.
Exactly. I would probably go an Italian sandwich. Every single restaurant in which I have purchased an Italian sandwich, I have loved. So that would be my answer.
Man. This is a difficult one because...
For a 6:24 on a Friday,
yeah,
there you go.
It really, because there are a lot of foods that I think I could say, yeah, I could eat that. But I think I would also, after a few meals in a row,
yep.
I get a little tired of it.
Yep. That's another reason.
Because I'd love to say just barbecue yeah. overall, but that does... I would be cheating because that barbecue does encompass.
Yeah.
It encompasses the sausage, the brisket,
ribs.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to cheat
yeah.
and say, yeah, that right there, barbecue.
We could open it up even more then. We could just say.
No, I like
what's
it.
Two?
I,
okay. Just yeah, one. Just leave I it at like one.
It. Yeah,
okay.
or leave
okay.
it at one.
Okay.
I'm going to go and throw.
Going with the brisket?
No, I think Ooh. I'm going to go with just a good ribeye.
A ribeye, okay.
A ribeye.
All right.
A ribeye steak.
Okay.
I think.
What about your two sides that you get?
Can I throw bacon on as a side?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, a little side of bacon. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw bacon on as a side.
Bacon and a
and
ribeye?
A good baked potato.
Okay. I'm going to judge your options here.
That's fine.
I'm going to judge you.
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's very. Salty, I think. Immediately, I think I need a lot of water. If I'm going to have a ribeye and bacon.
You didn't say I can't have anything to drink with it.
That's true. Drinks were not
yeah,
limited. So
exactly.
drink whatever you want. I'm just, I was going to judge you, and I did. So, you know, I don't know if I would pick that.
Yeah, well, your sandwich sucks. How about that?
That's fair.
Your terrible sandwich, your Italian sandwich, that's horrible.
I didn't even pick my sides yet. What if my sides make up for it?
Your sides don't even matter. Oh. No. What are you going to say your sides are?
Bacon and a baked potato. That's my sides in my Italian sandwich.
So. I don't think so.
I don't know what my sides would be. I don't know.
You don't get a soup?
Chips?
A soup and like bad chips?
A bag of chips with my Italian sandwich.
A bag of chips that are old.
And it's stale.
And
those kettle chips.
And a soup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's perfect.
Like, I mean, if it's 12 degrees outside every day, then you're perfect.
I'll take I'm not a big soup person, but yeah, I'll take a good.
That's all you soup. Get as a side on it with a sandwich.
Well, then I'm happy. That's
either
good.
That mac and cheese. I'll allow mac and cheese.
Okay. Some places, maybe an apple. You know, they throw in like an apple as a side.
Lunch.
That'd be
just every day. Just terrible.
That'd be pretty good. Italian. Oh. You can't go wrong with an Italian sandwich.
Italian sandwich. Let's see. Mark in California weighing in with a steak, eggs, bacon, and toast. Every day. That's good. That's good. Now, you're going one over, but steak and eggs, I would do that as a meal because you can order steak and eggs on the menu. So that's a good breakfast in any time. That's a good one. Hollywood weighing in. White Castle with fries and onion rings. I've had White Castle. I don't get why people love White Castle. I've had it. It was good. Don't get me wrong. It was good. Whataburger's better. Just throwing that out there. Another texture. My favorite thing about Texas is heading out to my ranch in Claremont. And from Chad out in Leveland. Very nice. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and your one meal that you could eat forever. We'll be right back.
Call in to the Chad Hastie Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hastie Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Today's markets from the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Well, howdy, neighbors. Texas feeder cattle hogs reporting prices stated to 15 bucks higher. Texas wheat direct reporting prices stated to 3 higher, and cattle futures were down. February live cattle futures down to $1.67, close at $197.73. March feeder cattle futures down $1.47 and close at $274.98. March cotton futures down, close at $63.88. March wheat futures down 13 cents, closing at $5.58 a bushel. March corn down 12 cents to close at $4.53, and March soybean futures down 12 cents, close at $10.11 a bushel. March soybean meal futures up 80 cents, close at $291.70 per ton. February Class 3 milk futures up $1.28, close at $20.23 a hundred. April crude oil futures down 34 cents, trading at $70 and a penny per barrel. The Dow Jones was up 601 points, close at 43,840. And that's the market roundup from the Texas Department of Agriculture, coming to you from Washington, D.C., Commissioner Sid Miller. And remember, friends, Texas agriculture matters. So,
the news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's the Chad Hastie Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Finding out what you love about Texas, and also Nick's final question of the week. What meal could you eat? What meal could you eat for the rest of your life? Texture weighing in, Texas, big attractions, little towns, wide open country, good folks. That's what they like about Texas. Let's see, Mad Max weighing in, says eat all meat. There you go. Mad Max says, make smoke, eat all meat, which reminds me, I got a new smoker out of the house last weekend, and this weekend, going to do a little testing on the new smoker this weekend. So yeah, it'll be a meat-filled weekend. Yeah. Going to be doing, maybe even some pork chops out there. I don't know, just all kinds of stuff that I'll probably be just testing out, of course. Let's see. Chili Riano, one of my all-time favorite, that from Paul in San Angelo. Be going out to San Angelo here in about a month or so. Looking forward to that. Gyro, green beans, strawberry shortcake. That from Phelps in Amarillo. Where you can get a great knife at the Knife Guys. Hot dogs. You know, that's, I will say this, underrated. That's an underrated, a good hot dog. Boy, that's, I don't know about every day for the rest of my life, but a good hot dog, there's just, maybe if you're going like to a baseball game every day and you got the baseball, there's something special about those baseball hot dogs where you go out there and you're just sitting out, you're enjoying it. Oh, it's good stuff. Elizabeth weighed in again. If I could only eat one meal, it'd be a toss-up between meatloaf and scalloped potatoes. Oh, scalloped potatoes are good. Good stuff. Or a double meat cheeseburger with bacon and sweet potato fries. See, I think, again, if I had to pick, I mean, I could do it. I could do the double bacon cheeseburger. I could do it. I could do that. That's sweet potato fries. I don't know. Maybe. Speaking of fries, and I know we're making people hungry, and this is how we're going to just wrap up the show, folks, is we're going to be talking about food. Deal with it. Can I throw something out there, Nick? I don't know if you've had these or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're a fan of Chick-fil-A.
A little. I dabble in the Chick-fil-A, yeah.
Have you had the new Chick-fil-A waffle fries?
The new?
Yeah.
The new? I've had the Chick-fil-A waffle fries?
Yeah.
I haven't had
anything
new.
They changed up the recipe.
Can you notice?
Yeah.
Oh, for the better?
Okay. Is it better? So the first time that I had the new Chick-fil-A fry,
mm-hmm.
It was no good. No way. Bueno. It was horrible. And then the other, and I actually had not gone back and gotten fries at Chick-fil-A for at least a couple of months.
What was it like? Frozen at the bottom of the bag?
No,
what was it?
It was, they're supposed to be crispier now, okay? So they're supposed to be crispier, and they've changed the recipe to where they're supposed to be just a little bit crispy. And the fries that are gone, they were really, really crispy, and they just did not taste very good.
Did they taste kind of burnt?
Yeah.
They tried too hard?
Yeah, they tried too hard.
They over-crisped it?
Yes.
Yeah. I did not hear about this. Yeah. I did not know that.
And so they've made a change. And I've always been a big fan of the Chick-fil-A waffle fry.
Oh, delicious, yeah.
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 And but now there's been a growing debate since January. This is when they changed it up. And they went to a, what they're using now.
Is it like a different
pea
oil?
Starch. Pea Ooh. Starch is what they're using. So Chick-fil-A, they said the change offers the same great taste while making the waffle fry crispier for longer.
Oh, so it's not crispier. It's just it stays crispier longer. Is that what?
No, it's supposed
for?
To stay crispier.
Right, longer
for a longer period of time as well. Okay. And I guess that's true. I guess yes, they do stay crispy, but I think there's a chance they can over-crisp them at times.
They sacrifice, are you saying they sacrifice a bit of the quality?
Yeah, because it used to be that? As one reviewer here, that buttery flavor in the original, buttery, earthy flavor of the original is gone. Instead, this just tastes like whatever you put on it.
I would not describe a Chick-fil-A waffle fry as buttery. It's good.
Yeah.
But I don't know about buttery. It has been quite a while since I've been to Chick-fil-A, so I'll have to give it a try. But I don't know. I like the crispier.
Yeah, the crispier I don't know. There was just good. Something. Now, the second time I tried it, it was this week. I went, these aren't bad.
It must be, you know, because every time you go, it's going to be a little different. It's like ordering a coffee at Starbucks.
Sure.
If you ask for a whole bunch of modifications and a bunch of additions, it's going to taste slightly different.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, so you must have gotten, you know, Frank, the 17-year-old high school.
The first time I did go is right around the holidays, and I think it was like the C team that was on, where it's like they don't really want to be there.
The backups of the backups.
Yeah, the backups of the backups. And so they're probably like, I don't care if you have,
just throw it in the fryer.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Exactly. So, but the second time I had them, they were not as tasty as the original, but. But I mean, they were okay. But they just—I don't know. They were definitely changed.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't use any dip or anything. So I eat them just the way they are.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna like it.
You don't think so?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
I was gonna say that may help me. It may be better.
No, because I'm with you usually on the waffle fry.
Yeah, just.
Is that just usually just pop?
Straight
yeah,
in.
Just
exactly.
go.
Exactly. Yep.
But I had to dabble it up a little bit. And dabble it up just a little bit.
Maybe it's an initiative to get them to make you get some more sauce.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
Maybe they've got like just they've got too much sauce.
That free sauce, they're really trying to give that away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, scalloped potatoes, absolutely fantastic. So that's a good one from Elizabeth. Another text in, prime rib dinner from Texas Roadhouse. With two servings of the dinner rolls, that's from Kim. See, and that's the problem with Roadhouse are the rolls, because that itself, for many, many people, it's a trap. It's that's your dinner. You know, you get there and you get that what is it? The cinnamon butter. Oh, you load up on the hot cinnamon butter and the rolls. Oh, so good, so good, from Texas Roadhouse. And you're like, I'm only going to have one more. And then that's your third roll. And you really haven't noticed that it's your third roll. And then maybe you have like you split one. And then here comes your steak. And you just look at the steak like, there's no way. I cannot finish this. That's how they get you. I think some people could probably just do the rolls from Chick-fil-A for their dinner the rest of their days. Just get that, some of that hot cinnamon butter. 806-680-2790. Chad, are you going to throw a steak on the grill? That's probably going to happen. Again, it's going to be smoking some different meats, just kind of trying out a few things. It's a new smoker that I got. So I got to do some testing and everything else. My dog is going to be very happy, too, because I'm going to be doing some smoking some dog-sized meat that they can have. You know, anytime I grill or smoke, I like to throw the dogs a little cooked meat. They enjoy it. 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll begin to wrap things up.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock, News Talk 940 in Amarillo, News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene, and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Monday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show. We'll break down the absolute latest. Who knows what chaos might have unspooled over the weekend. Plus, we'll bring in Riley Gaines on will women be allowed to compete in only women's sports. Plus, Buck.
Taking a look at what executive orders from Trump are on the horizon, and there's so much more to do. MAGA 2.0 taking us by storm. We'll dive into it on Clay and Buck.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Monday morning at 11.
All right, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show as we begin to wrap things up on this Friday. Hope you have a great weekend out there. Zelensky was on with Bret Baier on Fox. Said that he wanted to apologize for the Oval Office spat. Says it was bad for both sides. I think it's a little bit worse for him. The Ukrainian president said he will not apologize for the meeting with President Trump, which erupted into a remarkable intense spat, arguing that the situation was bad for both countries. Fox News' Bret Baier asked the Ukrainian president Friday evening if he would apologize for the meeting, which was expected to result in the signing of a minerals deal, but instead went off the rails. He denied any wrongdoing. Well, no, I respect the president. I respect the American people. And I think that we have to be very open and very honest. I'm not sure that we did anything bad. I think maybe sometimes some things we have to discuss out of media, with all respect to democracy and to free media. The exchange occurred with reporters and cameras in the Oval Office making the argument public. Trump remarked when reporters were asked to leave the room that it made for good television. Quote, this is not good for both sides anyway. I was very open, but I can't change our Ukrainian attitude towards Russia. It's very clear the Americans are the best of our friends. Europeans are the best of our friends. And Russian Vladimir Putin with Russia, we are enemies. Baier asked if the dynamic should have taken place behind closed doors, questioning if Zelensky regretted how it occurred. Zelensky looked out to an aide for what appeared to be to ask for translation for regret before responding, yes, I think it was not good. Quote, I'm always open to the media, but there are very sensitive things. I just want to be honest. I want our partners to understand the situation correctly. When asked by Baier what made Zelensky mad and caused him to change his tone, he suggested that it was Vance interjecting during the Oval Office talks. Quote, if journalists are asking questions to the president, with all respect to the vice president, he has his interviews. This is our dialogue. Well, doesn't look like the president or VP agreed with Zelensky on that one. White House official told The Hill after the quarrel that Trump and Zelensky went into separate rooms. The Ukrainians wanted the talks to continue, asking for a reset, but Secretary of State Marco Rubio and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz ultimately told them they had to leave the White House grounds. Trump and Zelensky were expected to hold a post-meeting press conference, which was canceled. Zelensky then appeared on a Fox News interview. When Baier questioned if he would ever sign a deal with Putin, Zelensky said any negotiation would have to result in just and lasting peace. So that's the latest there. 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. You still have a little bit of time. Don't forget to follow me on social media this weekend at Chad HD Radio on both X and Instagram. Also, we'll have a new podcast dropping, not only Current and Cask, but also this show's podcast as well. And those will drop over the weekend. Of course, you can follow on, anywhere you get your podcast from, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any of the other programs out there where you get your podcast. And you can also, of course, catch up on any of the shows that you may have missed. Had a lot of folks who commented on our in-depth interview from this past week. You can check that out again on the podcast from Wednesday, where we visited with the folks over at Perini Ranch. Had a lot of people comment on that. Let's see, on the text or on the app chat coming in, David Wade asking the latest on the school choice issue. That's, again, it was filed in the House. They're going to they'll take it up eventually in the Texas House, and they've said that at least the latest news on that is that there is a slim majority that has already signed on to co-sponsor that piece of legislation. All right. Enjoy your weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, enjoy time with family and friends, with loved ones. Enjoy the weather. It's supposed to be beautiful this weekend. And, of course, catch us back here on Monday at 5 p.m. It'll be a whole new month. And celebrate Texas independence on Sunday. God bless you. God bless the great state of Texas. Have a great weekend.
I'm coming home. Expect to see me now anytime. When you're in my arms, I'll be fine.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.